It doesn't matter. What matters is, where is it written that the office of the keys is the power given to Christ's church to forgive the sins of the penitent and to withhold sins to withhold forgiveness from the impenitent? Where's that written?
This is what St. John the Evangelist writes in chapter 20.
Yes?
The Lord Jesus breathed on his disciples and said,
Receive
the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
If you forgive anyone his sins, they are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven.
Yeah, pretty straightforward, right? Jesus said, hey, if you forgive anybody his sins, they're forgiven. If you don't, they're not. Should be the end of it, right? Bing, bang, boom, it's done.
Bing, bang, boom.
Yeah, okay. For next time, which is not next week, because next week we have off.
We don't have.
Yeah, and I'm not gonna. I wasn't gonna be here anyway. I was there graduation.
Well, I'm not gonna be here either, because I don't do stuff the week after Easter.
Do you know who won it?
That's not important right now. What important is this is the last one that you have. What do you believe according to these words? What do you believe according to these words? I believe, is what you say, that when the called ministers of Christ, who is a called minister of Christ?
Disciple.
Think here. Who is a called minister of Christ? Yeah, me. I am. Because I'm a
pastor.
So the called ministers of Christ are the pastors. So when the pastors deal with us by Christ's divine command, that means we are commanded to go and forgive sins.
It's your job.
Right.
You can't sin.
In particular, we're also commanded to exclude unrepentant sinners. If you don't want Jesus, then you don't get to be a part of Jesus. Exclude openly unrepentant sinners from the Christian congregation and then absolve, that's, you know, forgiving, those people who repent and want to do better. This is just as valid and certain, even in heaven, as if Christ our dear Lord dealt with us himself. Why is it so valid? Why is it just as valid as if Jesus did it himself? You three in catechumenate, we did this in catechumenate. Why do we say that? Why is it just as valid and certain, even in heaven, as if Jesus did it himself? It's good to know that people pay attention when I teach.
I pay attention.
Okay. Well, that was a real sad look.
I have lots of many different looks.
Lots of things are on my mind.
Lots of many, yes. Now, why is it just as valid as if Jesus does it himself? Think for a minute. As if Jesus does it himself. Because he does do it. Through what? What did you say? Through the office of the ministry. That's right. It's Jesus' office. Jesus does the work. So when the pastor forgives sins, it is just as valid and certain as if Jesus does it, because Jesus is doing it in his office. And because Jesus told them, hey, if you forgive your sins, they're forgiven. If you don't, they're not. All right?
Thunk a word.
Is what?
Thunk.
Thunk? Yeah, like stunk. Stink. Stank. Stunk. Term quiz.
Somebody in my class didn't think shrunk was a word.
What?
That's,
it isn't.
Yeah, shrunk.
It's
yes,
not.
It is.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
Yeah.
What? Look in the dictionary.
No, it's not.
I don't know.
It's shrunk.
I don't know.
So
what
eight is in the dictionary, shrink. But shrunk
it's
isn't.
It said shrank.
It's shrunk.
No, number one.
It's not, I shrank that. Oh, yeah, it is.
Number one, that the bodies of all the dead will rise on the last day and be reunited with their souls. Some to condemnation and some to everlasting life. Number two. The title that names Jesus as the sacrifice for all sin. This title shows that Jesus is the sin bearer for the whole world. And I will give you a bonus point if you can tell me who first called Jesus this title. Number three. He is the ruler or prince of this world. He is anti-God. He is anti-Christ. And he seeks to drive people away from God. Number four. The ancient prayer of the Church of God that he would have mercy upon us sinners for Jesus' sake. This is the first of the five big giant songs in divine service. Are you all right?
Yeah, I jolt sometimes.
And I will give you a bonus point if you can write down one time in the Bible where somebody says this, where somebody says this to Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, yep, that'll be fine right there. Just make sure this is still rolling. Yep, good. Think of a time when somebody says this, the ancient prayer, Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. Think of a time somebody said something like that to Jesus, and if you can think of one and you write it down, I will give you a bonus
all
point.
All of those or just one?
Just one. Mm-hmm. And lastly, number five. Number five. The title given to Jesus that means anointed one. The title given to Jesus that means anointed one.
Made my brain think for a minute.
Somebody is cooking soup in the church.
I thought I was smelling something.
That might be my parents. They might be warming it up.
Downstairs?
I want soup. What type of soup? Taco soup?
Shrimp.
Here's the problem with fasting during Holy Week. Then people come to church in my domain and start cooking food.
Are you okay?
And they cause me to sin with coveting and envy. Okay. Number one. Oh, that's right. That's right, yes. Which do you need me to repeat any? Emma.
What was the bonus point for number two?
I don't know. How do you expect me to remember what those are?
I thought you remembered everything.
I know everything. I don't remember everything. There's a difference. The bonus point is name the person who first called Jesus that title. Okay, any more that you need me to repeat? Kipton?
Number one.
Number one, okay. Number one is that the bodies of all the dead, will rise on the last day, some to condemnation and some to everlasting life. What kind of soup is that that they're cooking?
Hopefully shrimp, he said.
Shrimp and bacon soup.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
You are specifics.
Shrimp. And bacon?
You doing okay there?
Uh-oh.
You want it?
I want what I cannot have.
We all want that.
Correct. Every sinful heart wants that. Okay.
That's why we hate certain
people. Number one, Liam.
Oh.
The resurrection of the body.
The resurrection of the body. Quick, which article of the creed do we confess that in? First person gets a point. Which article of the creed? First, second, or third? Liam?
Third.
Yep, correct. Number two, Kipton. Hmm? What's number two?
I had two questions.
Emma, what's number two? Lamb of God is correct. Do you did anybody write down something different than Lamb of God?
Yeah.
What did you write?
I don't know if it's the same thing, but I put that and then excuse, like say Kylie or something.
Kyrie?
Oh, is that what it is?
Kyrie, that is incorrect.
Oh, okay.
I knew it. It doesn't.
No, I don't have to have it. Oh. But I thought about it for a minute.
Agnus Dei.
Yeah, the Agnus Dei, right?
It's spelled like Agnus Dei, but it's pronounced Agnus Dei.
Arcanus.
Yeah, sort of.
Well, I thought about it.
Okay, and who has the bonus point? Who called Jesus that title first?
Yes? John the Baptist.
John the Baptist. That's correct. Number three, Memphis. Where are we? Leela.
Nope, that's okay.
It's Emma, because we went Leah, me. Yeah. Oh, Emma answered. So, Leela did. Oh, yeah, so it's Memphis.
Yeah, okay, it is to Memphis. Okay, Memphis, what do you have? Number
one or Salem.
That is correct.
Gosh, dang it.
Bonus point to you if you remember what the sign language is. Everybody gets a bonus point.
Boy, they were quick.
I'm proud of you.
I did that in school. I was like, you know what this means? And they're like, no. And I'm like, the devil.
Yeah. Would you accept the devil?
Yep. All right. Number, would I accept the devil?
Come on. Give it to us, buddy. Come on.
Did you just call me buddy?
I'm sorry.
That's right. That's Buddy Pastor, please.
I'm sorry.
Sure, yeah, I'll take devil. I'm in a charitable mood today. And, you know, I'm glad to know I'm Leela's buddy. That means everything to me.
Yeah.
Okay.
You get brownie points.
Number four. Yeah, sure. Three brownie points to you. Okay, number four. Who is it? Whose turn is it? Liam, number four. The Kyrie, that is correct.
We sing that as holy.
Can you name somebody who said that? Lord have mercy to Jesus, Memphis.
That one Gentile woman that asked.
Yeah, very good. The Gentile woman, yes. Anybody else?
I didn't think she had a name. We didn't know the name.
Nope, she doesn't have a name. Oh. I mean, she has a name. It's just not written down.
Yeah.
We'll call her Barb. Barbara. Barbara the Gentile woman said, Lord have mercy.
Hey, Barb.
All right, anybody? Number five, that's right. That's you, Kipton. What do you have for number five?
Christ,
yes, that is correct. The Christ, or?
Wait, no.
What's the other one? You may? Messiah, yeah, I will accept either of those, Christ or Messiah. Okay. Yes, I know. I'm gonna start getting cold sweats here. Memphis!
Six.
Liam?
Seven.
Sadie's not here. Emma?
Six.
Kipton?
Six, not as bad.
Luke?
As
long not as here. Leela?
Two.
I feel better about it.
Okay. Now. Oh my goodness.
Oh,
yeah, we do. We've got to scoot. Hey, that's my line. All right. To the book of Matthew, chapter 16.
What verse?
13.
Verse
13. Yes.
Okay.
Matthew chapter 6. Counterclockwise is this way.
Chapter 6
clockwise
or 16?
Is this way. 16. Six. Clockwise means the direction
and
that the hands on the clock
verse?
Move.
Yeah, I know. 13. I just 13.
13. Thank you. Okay.
It would be like when somebody gives you directions like this, hey, check that out at 2:00.
What? I don't understand.
Oh, yeah.
Have you never heard that before?
2:00.
Yeah, right now I'm to your 2:00.
Oh, because, wait.
No, you pretend that there's a big, that you're in the middle of a big giant clock. Emma is to your 12:00. Leela is to your 1 o'clock. I'm to your 2 o'clock. Both Liam and Memphis are to your 3 o'clock.
3:30.
And probably Mrs. Jackson's probably to your 10 o'clock.
Oh. No, wait. How does this work?
Okay.
Yes, Emma. 16, 13.
Okay. You just look
clockwise.
At your clock in your head.
Now hold your hands out like this. This one's 3, this one's 9, there's 12, there's 6, and then you can fill in the rest.
Could you imagine you're walking by somebody and they just see you do this?
When Jesus came into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" What is Jesus asking? Yes. Kipton.
I said...
Ah, well, now I'm giving you the privilege of answering the question. What is Jesus asking?
He's asking, who they, said was, the Son of God.
Not the Son of God, no.
Well, the...
Somebody else. What's Jesus asking? Don't read it. Tell me.
I'm not reading it. I'm just trying to fill my head.
I'm not talking to you specifically. I'm just talking to the group. Said, what is Jesus asking? Liam.
Who do they say I am?
Yeah, who does everybody think that I am? What do they say about me? What do they say I come from? What do they think I'm doing? And he calls himself something, the Son of...
Man.
Yeah, the Son of Man.
Some ordinary...
Which comes... He's not just some Joe Sixpack, that's right. He's the Son of Man, which comes from the book of Daniel, that the Son of Man comes with the clouds of heaven. He is, so who is the Son of Man?
Jesus.
Yeah, well, sure, but who is Jesus? What is Jesus? Yes?
The Messiah?
Yes, give me a different one. Yes?
The Son of God.
The Son of God. So the Son of Man is the Son of God who has flesh. The Son of God made flesh, who is the Christ, the Redeemer of the world, who also comes on the last day to judge the world. That is the Son of Man. They're getting ready for Easter breakfast.
Oh!
Yeah, don't worry about that. Worry instead about the smell of soup cooking in the church. That is very distracting. The smell of soup cooking in the church.
I'm waiting to see beads of sweat on your forehead.
Yeah.
You're making me hungry.
Yes. Right. So, okay, verse 14. So they said...
What way were we going? We never
clockwise. Clockwise, I said.
So they said, some say John the Baptist, some Elijah, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets.
Mm-hmm.
He said to them, but who do you say that I am?
Yeah. So are any of those answers correct?
No.
No, they're not. It would be kind of silly for him to be John the Baptist, wouldn't it? Because
not John the Baptist.
Yeah, but they were, it's like how Bruce Wayne couldn't possibly be Batman, because Bruce Wayne and Batman have both been seen in the same place. Oh, you're lost, son. Someday, come see me and I'll tell you all about Batman.
You don't know how is he Batman?
He's not, because they've been seen in the same place together. See? So he can't be John the Baptist, because he and John the Baptist were both in the same place together. John baptized him. That doesn't make any sense. Maybe he's Elijah, because Elijah is supposed to come again. Maybe he's just another great prophet. But none of those are right. So he says to them...
Simon and Peter answer, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God."
Yeah, he says, what do they say I am? Okay, fine, but what do you say that I am? You're the ones that have been following me around, so what do you say that I am? And Peter says, you are the what? Memphis?
The Son of the living God.
The what? The
Son of God.
The
Christ.
You are the Christ.
I wanted us to say it louder, so...
No, I wanted you to say what came first. You are the Christ. And who is the Christ? He is the...
Son of
Son of God.
Son of the
Lord.
Son of the
Living God.
The Living God. Yes, he's the Son of the Living God. It's right there.
Well,
you don't want us to look at our
exactly.
Book.
You don't want us to take the exact
Well, if I ask you, what does it say?
We'll never
that's
be able to use
that's
your
fine.
His words against them.
Jesus answered and said to him, "Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah."
What does Bar-Jonah mean?
Oh.
Yes?
Son of?
Yes! Good. Bar means son, and Jonah is, of course, Jonah. So what's the name of Simon's dad?
Jonah.
His dad's name is Jonah, so he is Simon Bar-Jonah. Like, what is my last name?
Ferguson,
which means what? What does that name mean?
Oh, that means yeah.
Here's something you all should do. Go and look up what your name means, because if you didn't know this, names actually have a lot of meaning to them. So the name Ferguson means son of Fergus. It means that a long time ago there was a guy named Fergus, and then he had a son, and his son was Ferguson because he was the son of Fergus. And then there was a whole clan of people, and they were all sons of Fergus, because Fergus was the guy in charge. What?
What is your first name?
Rich Protection.
Yeah, what's your first name, though?
He can't say that.
Oh, it's secret. I can't tell anybody.
It's just pastor.
So, yeah, just pastor.
Rich Protection.
Blessed are you,
yes.
Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you.
What does that mean? Flesh and blood has not revealed this to you. What does that mean?
Other people have not told you.
Yeah, you didn't hear about this from other people or from... No, or from
your mind.
Your own brain. You didn't thunk good and then come up with this answer. What, did I say something funny?
No.
You don't like how I talk?
No.
It's not.
No. Oh. Okay, I see how it is. You didn't come up with this yourself. You didn't think it. You didn't imagine it. And you didn't hear it from anybody else. Instead,
blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven.
Yes, my Father who is in heaven. So Peter makes that confession in faith. He makes a confession in faith. Not from reason and thinking hard, but from faith. I'll pay attention to that. Thank you very much. I will make that clock go so slowly.
I just like looking at it. I just want to know the time. I want to know specifics.
Why does it matter?
Because I just want to know time.
And I also say to you that you are Peter.
Yes. So his name is Simon, but Jesus calls him
Peter.
What does the name Peter mean?
Rock,
yeah. Remember, here's some more sign language. Are you ready? I'm going to teach you more sign language. Take one hand and go like this, and then put it out like this. Now watch me nay.
Oh.
I'm just kidding. Put it like that, and then you take the other one and you go like this.
Wait, like, that's a K in like, sign language, right?
No. This is a K, this is a P. So you make like an F, and then squish it all together, and then you tap it twice. That's the letter P. On a rock for Peter. That's how you say Peter in sign language. Peter. Because in sign language, tapping things is often how you do it. I don't know why
two
that
times?
Is. It's just how. Yep, two times. That's just how they do it. So, Peter means rock. That's very important. And on this what?
Rock.
No, I was asking Emma because I can't hear her. On this what? I can't. Rock, don't apologize to me. You've been in this class so long now, you don't have to apologize. On this rock, I will do what?
I will build my church and the gates of Hades.
What's Hades? Memphis?
It's like heck. It's like
a It's movie. Like what?
It's another... For me, it's another, in my mind, how I interpret it is just another term. It's for heck. Or
what is heck?
I'm not going to say it.
Not going to say what? Hell. Hell is not a bad word if it's a place.
H-E-double-hockey-stick.
Hell is a place. That's in the Bible. Hades is not hell. Hades is the place of the dead.
Oh, okay.
What's the difference?
One's a...
No, I was just...
We don't have so much time to go into that here.
Okay.
Hell is the place of condemnation. Okay. Hades is the place where the dead go.
But you're still
alive. All right.
Yes. So this is where we get to the harrowing of Hades, because then Jesus goes and the gates can't prevail against his church because he is the living God. So he kicks the doors down and he takes his people out. You got to read Greek mythology. That's when you really hear about Hades.
That's where I knew it from.
Hades, yeah, there you go, see?
Yeah.
Read about it. Now, let's keep... did you have a question?
No, I was going to say, I learned about Hades from Chrissy Jackson.
Oh, there you go.
I learned it from there.
See? Okay, there you go. Well, you just made a friend here. So, the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. 19.
And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you lose on earth will be loosed in heaven.
That's right. So, what does that sound like? Whatever you bind on earth will be bound, whatever you loose will be loose. What does that sound like?
The office of the keys.
The office of the keys. Whatever is bound. What does it mean to be bound? Yeah. Yeah, think about the tied up, shut tight. Whatever is bound is bound. Click, locked. And whatever is loosed, click, unlocked, is loosed in heaven. Okay. Now, what is the rock? On this rock, I build my church. Hmm. Not exactly. There's two parts to that. The first one is, I build my church on the confession that I am the Son, the Christ, the Son of the living God. The whole church is built on that confession. Who is Jesus? He is the Christ, the Son of the living God. If you don't say that, you are not a part of the church, because the whole church is just about Jesus and him being the Christ, the Son of the living God. The other thing is, who becomes in charge of the church after the ascension? Who's the big boss of the church? Think about the book of Acts. Yeah, Peter is, and who's second in charge? Stone, somebody that is not Liam. Yes.
Oh, dang it, I just had
it. You're not James, his brother. John. Peter is number one, John is number two, okay? So on this confession, this is what the entire church is built on. And on you, Peter, because your name is also rock, on you will be built this early church here, because you're going to be the guy in charge of it all. All right, now, let's jump ahead to chapter 17, verse 1. That's to me again, isn't it? Now, after 6 days, which means, what day is it now? After 6 days... What?
Seven.
The seventh day. Ooh, that's kind of cool. The seventh day. What happens on the seventh day?
Sabbath.
The Sabbath. God rests. Right. Good. The seventh day. After 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, and John, his brother, led them up on a high mountain by themselves.
And he was... Transfigured?
Transfigured.
Transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as the light.
Yes. So what does it mean to be transfigured? Yes?
The color?
No.
Transformed?
Yeah, transformed. He's changed. He doesn't look the same. He starts to shine, and his clothes become white, and his face shines like light, like the sun. Okay, and?
And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, talking with him.
Yes, Moses and Elijah are talking with him. That's kind of strange, isn't it? What are they talking about, do you think? Luke's gospel tells you what they're talking about. They're talking about his exodus. That's what Luke says. And Moses and Elijah appeared with Jesus, and they were talking about his exodus. What is that? What could that be? Think about Moses. What is the exodus? What happens in the exodus, Memphis?
It's a long journey.
It's the long journey, yes. And how does it begin? What's the first thing that happens in the exodus? Right before they leave, they get their sandals on their feet, they get their belts around their waists, and they do what?
Pray?
No.
They die?
Oh.
Yes?
The Passover.
The Passover. They have the Passover. So there's the death of the lamb. And then why do they do the... What's the whole point of the Exodus? Did you have a question?
Yes, and I came. And for the answer.
Oh, okay, good. For both.
Okay, so for the answer, isn't it so... God doesn't come and kill? No, that's...
Yes, they put the blood on their doors so that the angel of death passes over. But what's... Why are they leaving Egypt? What's the whole point of them getting out? Yeah, because of the king, Pharaoh, and because what's he doing to them? What has he made the Israelites into?
Slaves.
Slaves, correct. Now, what's your question?
Okay, this is kind of stupid, but so, didn't you say something like the word called Exodus? What does that mean?
Exodus?
Yeah.
Exodus means a journey.
Oh, okay.
Yep, it's Greek. It comes from two words, ex from, and hodos, the road or the way, from the road, which means a journey. So the Exodus is the journey of the Israelites from slavery to freedom, from death to life, from false gods to the true God, and it begins with the shedding of the blood of the Lamb. And Jesus talks with Moses and Elijah about his Exodus. What is Jesus's Exodus? Think of all of that stuff. What's his Exodus?
To die on the cross.
Yes! To die on the cross and then to go to Hades, where the gates cannot prevail against him who is the Christ, the Son of the living God, because he comes to redeem, which means to buy back everybody who's down there. I make them mine now, and I'm going to come in and take what is mine. And then leave, and I'm leading my people in my exodus from slavery to freedom, from death to life. Where's the life part?
Resurrection.
The resurrection. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. From a false god to the true God. Who's the false god?
Satan.
Satan. Who's the true God? God, Lord, the Lord,
the Holy Trinity.
The Holy Trinity, thank you.
Pastor, is there people in Hades now?
No.
No, so it's...
Yeah, okay. That's what the harrowing is about, is Jesus harrows it, which means he clears it out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So everything changes when Jesus rises from the dead, but there's a bunch of other people that rise from the dead too. It's not just Jesus. Yeah, Jesus. You heard it on Sunday. It was in the big passion reading. I know it's hard to listen to that whole thing. But when Jesus dies, and then and Matthew's gospel says, and the ground opened and the tombs were opened and many who had fallen asleep were raised from the dead when Jesus was raised from the dead. So Jesus is raised from the dead, and then all of a sudden, all of these dead people are up walking around. Hey, everybody, how's it going? Because Jesus clears house. All right, let's keep going. We got to scoot.
Peter said to Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here.
True or false?
True.
Kipton, true or false?
True.
Yes, it is good to be here.
If you wish, I will put up three shelters, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah.
Good or not good? Not good. It's good to be here, but you can't stay here. And Moses and Elijah don't want to live here, and neither does Jesus.
While he was still speaking, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and suddenly a voice came out of the cloud saying, "This is my beloved son."
God, we don't need to do the voices. Yeah, that sort of wrecks it.
"In whom I am well pleased. Hear him."
Whose voice is that? Memphis?
The Lord's.
Read the words. "This is my beloved son."
The father
says that. The father says, "This is my son, and I am well pleased." Why is he well pleased with him? Because Jesus is a good boy. He does just what daddy wants. He does just what the father would like him to do. He's a good boy. I'm pleased with him. And then he says what? Hear him. Just do what he says. Listen to him. Learn from him. Keep going. Hurry, hurry. Why?
I don't know.
Somebody was talking to them through the cloud.
Well, they know it's the Father. Why are they afraid?
Because they're supposed to be afraid of the Lord, sort of.
Why? But why are we not supposed to be? Why are they afraid? Because they are sinners, and he is
holy.
Holy. Remember what happens if you? What happens to unholiness, to sin, when it gets in the presence of holiness? That's right. Like the Emperor from Star Wars.
Oh.
You know? Have you never seen Star Wars?
I don't like Star Wars.
Well, I don't like you. All right, let's finish this up.
That means you have the minus brownie points if you don't like.
But Jesus, excuse me, verse 7.
Me?
Yeah.
"But Jesus came and touched them and said, 'Arise and do not be afraid.'"
Yeah, when they had lifted up their eyes, they saw no one but Jesus only. So Jesus is the one who then says, "Hey, it's okay to look up. I'll take care of you." And then he says, "But don't tell anybody what you saw here, because nobody's really going to understand it. And I know you don't understand it either. But after I'm dead and raised, then you'll understand it all. And then you can write it down." Okay, so super quick. Here's your terms. The Creed, and the Transfiguration of our Lord.
Is that it?
That's it. Yep. And then
don't worry, we have a week that's coming up just a lot.
Yeah, and then you have we're not gonna meet next Wednesday. We'll meet the Wednesday after that.
I accidentally already circled them.
Well, there you go.
When is our last midweek?
Don't worry about that right now.
Why would you want to know that?
I just want to know.
Because you want to know when our midweek Olympics are going to be?
Oh, yeah. I've been thinking about that because I think...
Oh, we are 100% doing midweek Olympics.
Yes!
Do I have to attend? How do you do that?
I have to participate.
All right.
Whatever we want.
It's time for church.
Yeah.
I love you all. We'll see you.